Hi, and welcome to Be Still and Know with me, Dr. Micah Jazz. Temptation is an inner compulsion to do something. Usually, this something is assumed to be both unwise and wrong. Temptation lies within my powers of control up until the moment I give expression to it. Then, once the action is underway, I am subject to its consequences in ways that I wasn't whilst only tempted. Temptation is never sin, but the physical fulfillment of temptation is. Every one of us is tempted, and all of us sin. The consequences vary in the degree to which they impact me and the world around me, yet each is equally offensive to, as well as a denial of, God's grace. My long-term challenge is in identifying what's temptation and then in resisting its allure. Sin, those times when we've fallen in the allure of temptation, can itself be the reason for our despondency. I, for one, often feel I've failed God, myself, and those who trust me when I falter and stumble. I'm never too sure why temptation, whose objective I know is wrong and something I'll come to regret, exerts such compulsive control over first my thoughts and then my actions. I do, of course, have the opportunity to confess and find forgiveness with God, yet sometimes I wallow in the despair that will always be one of the offspring of sin, along with regret and excuses. Scripture states that we are never tempted beyond what we can withstand. Now, I'm not too sure about that, but only because I want in some way to blame God for my waywardness, just like Adam, as he ushered sin into God's perfect creation. And as St. John reminds us, beware blaming God for sin. The challenge is to look to God at the moment temptation sets in. The longer we keep our gaze upon the apparent fruit from such temptation, the harder it is to switch our gaze to the face of God. Yet prayer is to gaze upon God and so discover a fresh encounter with the Lord of life. The path that lies before us as we choose to deny sin and declare ourselves for God is not an easy road to walk. I remember on pilgrimage in Assisi climbing from the town up to Mount Subasio to the Carcerai in the afternoon sun. It was a metalled road, yet the incline and the heat combined to make the journey tiring and very uncomfortable. Only as I kept focused upon the purpose for my journey was I able to keep going and refuse to quit partway up that mountain. The Carcerai were the caves where St. Francis and his fellow friars met with God in contemplative prayer, a fitting end to any walk away from sin. As we enter into the God space today, is God's promise sufficient for you? What do you need to turn your eyes away from sin and the despondency it breeds, so that you might focus once again upon the face of God? Living Scripture is so much more challenging than reading and listening to it. Amen. Now, I'm no expert here and still struggle and fail frequently, yet I've invested my hope in the promise of God and remain a work in progress. Now, please do visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope, join our Voice of Hope family and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And please do join me for Premier Life as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.